If we think this material world has some problems, we will become very busy sorting out those problems and trying to make this world a place free of problems. But then he says, if we can see that this world itself is a problem, then we will want to go back home, back to Godhead. And 99% of the people in this world, they always see this world has some problems, which I will sort out by my endeavors. I am simply absorbed in endeavors to solve the economic problem, solve the pollution problem, solve the mosquito problem. Just for solving mosquito problem, they have started a big mosquito, net company. Huge. So there are so many things people have started not to solve the problems of this world. But the devotee understands this world itself is a problem. To Kalyam Ashashvatam. So one can understand this, as Bhagavan Saraswati said, this world is no place for a gentleman. That doesn't mean a devotee has to run away from the world. A devotee knows, as long as I live in this world, I have to keep my body and soul together. But I should not forget the goal of life. Just like mother, as soon as sometimes they give a car to you on lease for a few days. So you take a car on lease for 3 days so that you can go to Bombay and come. But then you fuel the car, you put water in the radiator, you put air in the tire, and you clean the car very nicely, and you have done everything and kept the car. Only thing is, 3 days you are busy with something else. And then on the day lease is over now, and the fellow comes and takes away the car and goes away. So Chaitanya used to give the example often. In the same manner, the car is the body. We got the material body. But instead of attaining the goal of going back home, back to Godhead, we become preoccupied with, feeding the food and taking the bath and cleaning the teeth. And then wearing costly sports shoes and dressing up the body and everything. So, in the course of doing all these things, you forget the goal, where this body is supposed to be taken. And suddenly the death comes and the body is taken away again. Goes away. So that is why it is said, don't think this world has some problems. This world itself is a problem. That's how the material world is created. And one should know the goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Another thing Papa says is, am I practicing Krishna consciousness or worshipping Krishna to please Krishna or use Krishna? Pleasing Krishna means, we all have to please somebody in our life. None of you can say that I am not endeavoring to please anyone. Even a boyfriend is trying to please a girlfriend. Parents are trying to please the children. Everyone is trying to please. Nobody is a stone here. Everyone is conscious. Mostly we will find people identify with their material bodies in 99% of the life of people, if you see. They think, now I am a son of so-and-so, so I please such and such mother and father. This is very common understanding in any family. But here, Prabhupada says that we all identify materially or spiritually. Like all of you, if you take a cross-section of your brain about identification, you can see how much do I identify myself as an engineering student studying in BIT college, worrying about what is going to be my subsequent career, Or how much do I identify myself as a spirit soul, servant of Krishna, servant of Guru, servant of Vaishnavas, belonging to a spiritual realm, somehow or other fallen down into this material realm, wandering here and there in search for happiness, and battered by the waves of three modes of material nature, stressed and strained and put in tension and all these things. And I have to awaken my love for Krishna. Out of these two identities, which identity is prominently hovering in my mind? So, depending on that, we will approach Krishna accordingly. If I approach Krishna with my first identity, as I told you, I am a student of VIT college, I am in second year, third year, fourth year, I have to get a job, I have to settle in this way, and this voice is very helpful, because they are from study chart and all, they also teach communication skills and all, you know, they also teach us how to, you know, live with good boys and everything. So basically I use everything in this world for my pleasure, including Krishna also. So that is why I said, am I trying to please Krishna? Am I trying to use Krishna for my pleasure? So if I'm trying to please Krishna, I am giving my body, my mind, my words, my consciousness, everything, please Krishna. But if I'm using Krishna, I may use Krishna, I may use Shirdi Sai Baba, I may use Vaishnavi Devi. Basically, I want ultimately my goal to be fulfilled. So people don't even say, they go to Shirdi, they say Sai Baba, and behind him it's written Sabka Malik Ek. That nobody even sees. They are only concerned about who is sitting there is unimportant for them. As long as the fellow can give me what I want, I go to Shirdi, I go to Vaishnavi Devi, I go to Tamrishi, Ganapati, whoever is Jagruti, Bhagavan, go and worship and get my thing, what I want. That is called using everyone. You use everyone. You use your friends, you use devotees, you use Krishna, you use your teachers, you use everyone for your pleasure. So, Prabhupada explains, as long as I have a desire to use Krishna and not please Krishna, and if I don't endeavor to please Krishna with unconditional love, then I can never elevate myself back home, back to Godhead. That is the meaning of unconditional love. How can we know whether we have unconditional love? Very simple. Whether we have unconditional love and obedience to the people who are guiding me at this time. For example, very simple, you have somebody like OC, somebody like a project manager, somebody like a brahmachari preacher who is coming, somebody like a counselor. So these are all people with whom you are working. What is your attitude towards them? You can ask. If I have a rebellious attitude, or if I have an uncooperative attitude, if I have an escaping attitude, if I have a neutral attitude like a stone. So these attitudes are negative attitudes. And the positive attitudes are, somehow or other, amongst the 6 billion living entities living on the surface of the globe, this one small tiny living entity got an opportunity to learn Bhagavad Gita, you know, get an access to Krishna, have some methods and procedures that will lead me back home, back to Godhead. And this people have been instrumental in bringing me to that point. How fortunate I am, how wonderful these people are, and they have extricated my soul from the, you know, deep dark jungle of the material world, and now they are elevating me back to Godhead. Material life comes and goes. Every janam you get mother and father. Even a dog or a cat, they all get from the father and mother. That's not a very big deal. But to get a guru or get a guide to take me back home, back to Godhead is very rare. And these people have been doing this for me, and I'm so grateful. I'll simply become obedient. I will give up my independent mentality and I'll just love and serve and become obedient and align myself like a perfect instrument. So that I will benefit, they will benefit, and the world will benefit. So, if one is thinking like this, then that is unconditional love, unconditional surrender. There should be enthusiasm, eagerness, and confidence in spiritual life. It's very important. It is very easy for us in spiritual life to remain stuck in one place. That's the easiest thing to do in material life. In the material world, what is the easiest thing to do? To not make any spiritual progress and remain stuck in one place. It's like from here you are supposed to go to Bombay. And you go, and you cross Nagadi, you come to Lonavala. Then the climate is wonderful. You have nice green forest, nice wind is blowing, nice fogus covers are very nice. And then you park the car on the side, the express highway. Let me relax for something. It's a beautiful place. And you may never reach Bombay. Isn't it? Similarly, this material world, all of you are very fortunate because you are not yet having a job. You are a student. Once you get a job and money enters your pocket, your head will get intoxicated. And then you think differently, you speak differently, you walk differently. But when you are a college student, you have some study tension. And you also have tensions that material world is a place of suffering because there are exams. So along with the tension, if you take the Krishna consciousness very seriously, then you can very easily advance in your spiritual life very nicely. So two things I told you. First, I told you that we should know that the material world is not having some problems. Material world itself is a problem. Similarly, we should not worship Krishna to use Krishna, but we should try to please Krishna. How can it be done? By unconditional love. Unconditional surrender, unconditional obedience. And actually, Lord Ramachandra, he told the sages. The sages are asking, Mario Lord Ram, can you kindly help us for defeating some Rakshasas? Rama said, what are you saying? You should order me. You should not request me, because you are all sages and saints. You are completely selfless well-wishers of every living entity in society. You are not living for yourself. You are living for the welfare of others. That being the case, your words are exactly like God's words. It is as good as hearing from God. So you should order me. I am a king. I am simply your servant. You just call me and engage me in your service, because you never take any service for yourself. All the service you take is only for Krishna, only for God's sake. So, he told the sages, you just order me, your duty is to order and my duty is to execute. That's all. He said, that is called unconditional surrender, unconditional love. So in spiritual life, we have to become wakeful. The chanting of the holy name helps us to awaken ourselves to these truths, provided we are sincere. Actually, we have so many devotees coming and teaching us so many lectures. Here. But actually speaking, there is a Lord in the heart of everyone. So the more we become sincere, then He gives the knowledge. So it is called as Vadami Buddhi, Yogamta, Yenamam Piyantite. I am speaking now. Where am I speaking from? Where did I make this notes? I am speaking. Although I have heard different books, God has given me the knowledge, otherwise I cannot speak. So He is the director within my heart. And if I sincerely bow down to Him, I fall at His feet and I sincerely obey His instructions and I don't act independently, then from within my heart He will awaken me. And He will give me knowledge. He will teach me, this is what you have to do. If you do this, you will come back to me. If you do that, you will remain stuck in this varavla, or this material world. So God will teach that. And actually that awakening has to happen to every one of us. We may keep on hearing everyday lectures, but besides hearing lectures, the attitude with which we hear the lectures is very important. The attitude with which we chant, the attitude with which we perform devotional service is important. As I told you, two types of consciousness. I am an VIT College engineering student, is one consciousness. I am eternal servant of Krishna, from the spiritual world, temporarily stuck in the material world. So, if the second consciousness gradually blossoms, you are on the right track. Of course, you don't have to forget your temporary identity as a student of VIT College. That also has to be there to fulfill your duties. You are not told to be indifferent to your duties or run away from duties. But we have to know what is real identity, what is temporary identity. And the chanting has to be done, mangalarti has to be done, hearing the classes should be done. And you are living in a spiritual world. This flat where you are living is Vrindavan actually. Because if you are living with Radha Panchabhai in the center, eating prasad, speaking with one another, as treating them as devotees, treating the paraphernalia of the Lord with great respect, it's not different from the spiritual world. So really we do things with proper consciousness. Lord is very pleased and He bestows us more and more intelligence, spiritual intelligence. And more realization and more depth in spiritual life. And then we can live completely free from anxieties and lamentation and suffering and everything. And this material world becomes like spiritual world for us. And amongst all the things we do, the chanting of the holy name is most important. If we chant and hear very attentively, you have seen welding they do. If you take the rod away, it cannot weld. When you take it very near, it gets stuck. You have seen that? So you need a lot of concentration. How many of you have done welding? You have done? Yeah, mechanical device welding. So you have to hold it at a certain space. some people can do it from one end of the, one end another without taking off the hand. You see, some guys in every 1 inch they take off the hand. You see that? But if your concentration, up to the end, sometimes it gets continuously to that. Similarly, in chanting also, the work that we have to do during chanting is to make an attempt or endeavor to hear the sound vibration. That is not the work actually. It requires very strenuous work. Because sometimes we think, I switch off. We say, it's too difficult to concentrate. Better let me go to sleep. Or we wander away the mind to thinking of some pleasant things like, writing GRE, going abroad or something. That is a nice thing. But when we chant, if I try to endeavor to concentrate, that's a hard work actually. You have to do that hard work. Although my mind doesn't like to hear the sound vibration, let me try to hear. Continuously hearing. When you hear it, then all the impurities will be exploded. They'll be finished. Just like the welding connects both the mind steel plates together or whatever. Similarly, our connection with Krishna is very strongly established. By very strong, very nicely, attentively hearing. That we have to endeavor every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you for the wonderful presentation.